Well, hello. I'd like to say good morning to everyone on this cold and snowy morning. And even though we're canceling service this morning, I wanted to get at least a time of devotional out there for you, just so we can be together. And with the technology that's afforded to us today, we're allowed to do that. We can have a devotion right in our own home over the computer. And hopefully one of these days we can get an interactive thing going, and where if we can't meet together at the church, we can get online or some way get together and have the word out there. So I just wanted to tell everybody we love you all, and we're praying for everyone. And so we decided this morning, with the weather being what it is, we did not want to endanger you, because you are who, or if without you there's no us and no church. And so we want you to stay in today and just stay warm, and the same God that meets with us over at the river every week, every time we're there, is with you today, the very same Spirit. So why don't you today, if you can, get some praise music and some good worship music today, and have a time of devotional. We're going to, if you have the newsletter with you, you can get your newsletter up. We're going to talk about that just a little bit and have a devotion, and we're just going to get into the Word just a little bit. And so we don't have to be completely missing. We can all be connected through it's the same Spirit. We've been talking about this on Sunday nights. It's the same Spirit that works in us all, through us all, and in you all, the Bible says. And so we're just going to be believing that God's going to meet with you today at the very point where you are. And so why don't we let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. And Lord, we just thank you right now. We just lift up your name. Lord, you knew before you ever even created us that this day would be, and we would not venture out on today. The snow is coming and the roads are hazardous. But Lord, we know and we thank you that you are omnipresent. You are right where we are. Whether we can be together or apart, Lord, you are there. Whether we're in North Webster, or whether we're in Silver Lake or Manchester, or wherever we may be, wherever this message finds folks, Lord, you're there, and we thank you for that. Lord God, we just thank you for what you're doing at the river, Lord, for all the prayer requests that have been made known. Lord, we just ask right now a special touch, a special move of God in the lives of the families at the river, and in our families' lives, and in our friends and relatives and neighbors' lives, Lord. Give us favor, Lord, that we may be able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, if you had the newsletter, you knew that we were going to be talking about a new season. It's a fresh word that the Lord has given us at the river. It's a new season. This word came forth in a time of prayer before the service, and then it was confirmed with a visiting pastor, and we're just absolutely thrilled that the Lord has said that we're entering a time of restoration and harvest. The thief has been discovered, and he's being made to restore that which he took away from us. Well, what has the thief taken in your life? For some of us, it may have been your joy. It may have been your health, your peace of mind. He may have tried to steal or destroy your family. But whatever he has taken, now is the season to rise up and proclaim that the thief has been discovered. And it's time that he return that which he has stolen. That would be enough, right? Just give me back what you took and we'll call it square. But we don't have to do that, praise God. Don't be so quick to settle. You see, when the thief is discovered, he must repay seven times what he stole. And we read that in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30 and 31. It says, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yet, when he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. The thief has been discovered. Everything that he has stole, he must restore times seven, sevenfold. You know, some of us have been like the farmer who went out sowing, and we've been sowing seed, hoping for a bountiful harvest. And as we have read in Matthew chapter 13 and verses 8 and 9. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, and some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We've been sowing in good ground. I want you to know right now that the Lord has told us that at the river, it's good ground. We're following Him. We're following the vision that God has given us. And at the river, it's a good ground. It's good. It's fertile soil. We work hard to break up that fallow ground. We work hard to keep out the elements of the world. We remove the impurities, as it were, the stones, and we make fertile the soil. We make it ready to receive the seed. And those who have planted, those who have sowed the seeds in at the river, it's good ground. I want you to be confident in that. It's good ground. We're not preaching of our own, as the Apostle Paul said. It's not our own doctrines. It's not our own liturgies. It's not our own lethargy. We are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is good ground. That's fertile soil. You know, we've been sowing, and it seems like every time we're about to reap the harvest, an enemy comes in and either steals it or spoils it by trampling it down. You know our enemy does that, right? I mean, he steals our joy by lying to us. Those gifts of the Spirit, they're not for today. Or you better be careful. You wouldn't want to do it wrong. Has God really called you? Who are you that God would want to use you? You know what the enemy tells us a lot of times? Well, you remember when you were doing, and then you just put in the blank right there. You remember, well, I remember. You used to do this and this and this. You know, I love the fact that the devil always tries to bring up our past, always tries to bring up our past life and throw it at us. The problem with that is that every Christian, every saved person in the world has a past. And isn't that great? Not only do we have a past, but God has erased that. If we come to Him and we've asked Him to forgive us, we've asked Him to settle, we've repented of that, and we said, Lord, take that away, blot out my transgressions, blot out my iniquities. The Scripture tells us that He takes those sins and He casts them as far as the east is from the west. Amen? He casts them as far away as the east is from the west, into that sea of forgetfulness. So when the devil starts reminding us that we have a past, all we need to do is just praise the Lord. We did have a past, and it's been forgiven. It's under the blood. We dropped it at the cross of Calvary. Amen? You see, your adversary, he lets you do all the prep work when we're talking about sowing and reaping. He lets you do all the prep work, all the preparation, all the plowing, all the breaking up of that fallow ground, removing stones and planting seeds and watering with your tears. You know, you'll remember last Sunday's message. Then, just about the time you're ready to reap the harvest, your enemy swoops down on you and runs off your, and you can fill in the blank here, whatever your enemy has used to keep you away from your blessing. Runs off your family. Runs off your friend. Maybe you lose a job. Your health or your peace of mind. You know, there are a lot of people out there today that are worried, continuously worrying and fretting. They have no peace of mind. And that's not the way it should be. We have that peace that passes all understanding. There are a lot of people out there today worried about family, worried about friends, and we're in this community worried about our jobs. We have a peace that comes from God that the world didn't give to us. Why does it seem like that at every moment when your blessing, when your harvest is ready, just within your grasp, the devil does something to try and keep you from it? You know it's true. He'll make a family member start a fight for no apparent reason. He'll give you a sudden headache or other ailment to cause you to miss out on a wonderfully anointed time in the presence of God. He'll continually put doubt into your mind to cause you to miss out on the joy of the Lord. That's what he does. That's what your enemy does. He tries to keep you in from experiencing the joy of the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if he can keep us from the joy of the Lord, then he keeps us in weakness. And we need to understand that as believers today. You know, a couple weeks ago, the Lord sent us his word, declaring that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Can you believe the word of the Lord? Will you believe the word of the Lord? If you answered yes to those two questions, then it's time that the shamas of this age stand up and declare enough is enough. Who is Shama, you ask? Well, Shama was one of David's, King David's mighty men. And he had had enough of the enemy coming in at harvest time to plunder his blessing. You see, Shama was one of the mighty men, and they had a field, and we see this in 2 Samuel 23, verses 11 and 12. They had a field, and they would plant it with lentils. Now, lentils are pea-like grain, and you can get lentils today. They're still available. This isn't just an ancient parable. This is actual. You can actually buy lentils. They're like peas. Well, let's just read the word. And after him was Shama. We're talking about David's mighty men, and the second Samuel 23 talks about David's mighty men. And after him was Shama, son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. Then the people fled from the Philistines. But he, Shama, stationed himself in the middle of the field and defended it and killed the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. You know, everybody had run off. Everybody had taken off. And here's Shama, and the Philistines came in as a troop, and they were going to get his field of lentils. But he said, not today. He rose up in the strength and in the power of the Lord God. And he said, not today. Today is the day. Today, let's declare like Shama. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. And today, we're tired of the enemy coming in and spoiling our harvest, stealing our blessing, robbing our joy. Today is the day. You say, well, that was then. That was back then. That's no big deal. What's a field of peas doing? What's a field of lentils doing? Well, let me ask you. What are the lentils that the enemy is stealing from your life? Are you ready for the Lord to bring about a great victory in your life? Are you ready to move into the blessing that God has for you? Are you ready to take the position that God has ordained and called you to? Isn't it about time? The world is telling us, oh, there's nothing to that, oh, the superstition, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. But isn't it about time that the people of God raised up? Isn't it about time that we begin to let the world know that we serve a mighty God, that there is none above him, that there is none greater than him, that there is none other than our God, and we are his children? I think it is. And I think that you believe it is too. Why don't we declare today, for each and every one of us that are hearing this message, let's declare today that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And I will have what God says I will have. And what the enemy has stolen from me, he must repay. And I want you to do this. This is something that we need to do. We need to make a declaration right now in our homes, in our families, in our lives. We need to make this declaration. I have discovered the thief. You say, I have? Oh, yes. I have discovered the thief. And I know who you are, devil. And once you're discovered, the law says you must restore. Not only just give back what you took, but you have to restore sevenfold. Lord Jesus, right now, for everyone who will declare that they have discovered the thief in their lives, in their homes, on their jobs, in their businesses, Lord, right now we proclaim, we just stand with the word, that there will be not only a restoration, but a sevenfold restoration for each and every one who hears this word and believes and declares and stands on your word. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Lord, we thank you for giving us provision that once a thief has been discovered, that he must restore, that he must make whole, that he must make us right. Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, we reclaim families. We reclaim the peace of mind. We reclaim our health. We reclaim the joy. We reclaim, Lord, the joy of the Lord. And from this moment on, may it be our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you. I hope that this devotion has helped you. I hope this devotion has moved you. Wednesday evening, we'll meet back again, and we'll pick up on this discussion. But talk about this. Meditate on this word today. And you have the scriptures for the message today. Get in there. Find out what it has to say for you. We love you. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you midweek.